Well, we're distinctly aware that we need to put on our happy, sparkly selves right now.
Yeah.
How's your happy, sparkly self right now, Anna?
She's somewhere. She's deep. She's somewhere covered in a lot of stress, anxiety, illness, motherhood, working. Do you know what I mean? Very deep. We're going to find her, aren't we? We're going to bring her out.
Yeah, we are. Because that's the truth, right? Sometimes that we are not 100%, and neither of us are today.
No.
So we apologise that we can't be that perfect little happy couple of friends that you really want us to be today. But
we're going to be your real friends today.
Real, yeah. Have a good rant about stuff.
Yeah.
So the word that has haunted me for a long time actually is overwhelm, and it appears that from some of your comments and emails, fortunately, we are not alone in that feeling.
Really not, are we? Really not. And I hear this all the time from members. Overwhelmed, just not enough space in their mind, in their body, in their soul, and just that place you get to where it's like, I can't take any more.
Yeah. And I think whenever you make the commitment to do a diet, then you have to kind of, you have to be quite selfish, really, don't you?
Mm.
You have to like kind of give yourself, and particularly when you open that book for the first time, I still remember how I felt like it took me about a year and a half to truly understand what was in that book.
Really?
Yeah, I do, because
like to get it into your soul, you mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe now that both of us have done it for so many years, you can kind of slightly forget that, can't you?
I think I have, yeah.
The things that we just know, like off the top of our heads, but that initial like first few weeks, I mean, of course the first week or two you're gonna lose weight because you're not eating chocolate and cake and all
just
this
just by making some changes.
Yeah, but then that next phase, that's when like the hard work happens, but also all the development happens, the growth.
That's when you've got to really acknowledge that you've got to know your stuff to carry on losing weight, haven't you? You've got to commit to food optimizing, to understanding, to reading the book, and for asking for help.
See, when I've been doing this no drinking thing, and I joined this group 1 year no beer, and quite often hear people do dry January and stuff, so they do 30 days without the booze. But one of the things that they kind of talk about is this point between the 30 and the 90 days. And that's right. When you kind of you hit the sticking points of whether you want to kind of how you kind of replace those treats, that mindset that you used to have. And actually, I think that that's kind of quite similar
in any habit change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think the novelty's there the first 30 days, isn't it? Like, I'm doing it. I can have it. And then reality sets in and you've got to go, oh God, how do I make this last? I hear a lot of people going, I'm scared to do this for forever because it means I've always got to be this perfect. And it's not about that, is it? Because once you get to target, it's slightly different. But that overwhelmed feeling, I had someone join recently who he's just looked at me and he said, I'm overwhelmed. And I said, don't worry, my role here is to take that feeling away and help to empower you with it. So I totally identify with that.
See, what are some of the symptoms of being overwhelmed? Because quite often you don't kind of say, I'm overwhelmed, until you're actually like about 5 or 6 feet into it.
Are we talking in real life? Or in real life? Or in food optimizing? Because I could tell you about how overwhelmed I feel right now in my general living. But you don't want to know about the fact that I've just left a two-year-old that won't sleep. Or do you want to know, are you talking about in food optimizing?
Well, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the reality. It all adds up.
I think you've got to recognise when you're trying to lose weight, have you got the headspace to do it? Because if life is career around you, like our lives are at the moment, it's not a top priority. But to be successful, it has been your priority, hasn't it? And it's just now you're having a little bit of a blip. So I think it's noticing those things you're saying to yourself, and if it's feeling like an added pressure, then that's when you know you're getting overwhelmed. When it's just feeling like such a chore and not something that you're enjoying doing, that's the first thing I'd say to recognise.
Or when you stop looking up what the sins are, when you buy the quick fixes when you're out on the road, and when you stop staying to group, when you stop going to weigh-in, those are, for me, the clear telltale signs 100%. That you're just feeling quite anxious about the whole thing.
Yeah, but I think you can feel anxious at the very beginning. I think you can really feel like there's so much information to take in. You've got to nail it in the first week. You've got to get 7 pounds off. You've got to somehow be perfect. You've got to know all the answers. You can't show yourself up on your first weigh-in, all of that type of stuff, haven't you? So you can feel overwhelmed before you've even started. Also overwhelmed by the changes you might have to make. I mean, remember the first time you joined Slimming World? like, if it was anything like me, the changes were massive.
Mm.
Frylight, I don't think we even had that 20 years ago, did we? But anyway, One Cow cooking spray. I'd never cooked with that. It was oil, it was butter.
Mm.
So big changes. Takeaway, I don't know if you're anything like me, 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah.
So that terrifying stuff is overwhelming, isn't it? But I think if we're looking at people who have not just started in a long term, I think that anxiety and overwhelm can come around awards, can come around Target, can come around things like holiday, can come around things like big events, can't they? When you feel like you're not going to be as good as you want to be, as in terms of you're not going to be 100% food optimising. So I think that's when you've got to recognise where you might have a wobble.
Yeah. See, one of the people who messaged us, I just find her message, Yorkie Pud. Aww. Hey ladies, I'm listening to your podcast, it's great. My question is, I joined, I was excited, really up for it, but every time I try to pick up the pack, I'm really anxious, almost at panic attack stage. I winged my first week, lost 3 pounds, sadly had a bereavement, so I've not been for the last couple of weeks, but I'm still terrified of even looking at the books. I tell myself I'll never understand it, etc., but I really want to do it. Have you come across this problem before? I am very overweight. I dream of losing 2 stone by January. Thanks for reading this ramble.
Oh,
well,
darling,
thanks for sending it, Yorkie Pud, because...
Yeah, I love your name.
Yeah, that's... I think that a lot of people maybe feel like this, but they're not the people who kind of... Not everyone wants to say that in group, right, do they?
Super brave, babe, for messaging us. And I'm so glad you did, because, yeah, I think there's maybe a few things going on for a lot of us, like that fear of starting. So I used to not even start because then I hadn't failed.
Yeah, that's true. Like, when I joined... This time round, I was like, I've got 6 stone to lose.
So
and
scary,
even like those first few months, I just felt like I've got a little kind of, I don't know, graph thing that shows where you are on that 6 stone journey. And it just felt like it was never even going to make
like
halfway. Yeah. And I looked at it today and I was like, wow, I've not looked at it for ages. But those initial first few months, oh man.
Well, it's also for a lot of people who've never done it before, it's believing in something that just sounds too good to be true. That
yeah.
Scared the hell out of me. Potatoes, get knotted. Rice, no way. Like, there's no way these things could happen to me. I'll be the one that it doesn't work for. So it's that fear because you've encountered something so different, haven't you? Like, I came from calorie counting and, you know, my calories would be done by lunchtime and then I'd have to starve for the rest of the day. So this was really, really scary. I think also it's thinking you should know it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I meet so many new members who are like, how am I going to know this all? You're not meant to. We're going to teach you. That first week when in the new member talk, that's enough to get you through 7 days. Then we're going to teach you each and every week. We're going to build on those blocks, aren't we, each week? So I think it's knowing you're not alone, and that's why group's so vital.
Yeah, and you never stop learning. I mean,
look at us.
Well, I'm geeking out on learning my healthy extra A's.
Oh my God, I love that.
And healthy extra B's and protein and calcium and... You know, I'm looking at iron at the moment in like my private time.
So my it's private like... time, so it's in time.
But, you know, you never stop learning about it.
No.
And for me, I felt like I did go back to school when I joined 7, 8 years ago because I don't think I actually really understood how to cook.
But so many people don't really know. They know, especially in our generation, we're just... Everything's so easy, convenience.
Everything was ready meal. You know, pizzas, chicken nuggets and chips... Alpha Bites.
But think about this generation. I said to my 5-year-old niece the other day, I said, oh, what are you having for dinner? She said, whatever Uber Eats brings me.
Oh, no.
Like, what? But that's, you know what I mean? That's the generation. Just press a button and it comes. I can have 50 different varieties of whatever I want. So I think a lot of people are coming into a whole new way of cooking, eating and thinking. That's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like when you do... At school or at college or at university or a new job, you don't expect to be an expert in 5 minutes, but you do with this because you think you should know it. And that's why I would always say, if you're an online member, if you're doing this on your own, get your tribe, get your support system. If you can get to a group, get that, because they're going to teach you, they're going to educate you, they're going to inspire you, aren't they? And also take a bit of that burden off you.
Yeah, that's true.
Really are.
Just like talking about like connecting with other people. So social media obviously played a massive role in so many of our lives now. You know, there's loads of us. We as a podcast are on Instagram, but you can be inundated with information that can be confusing.
Yeah.
Right. So somebody also messaged us. Claire sent us a message saying for her, when she looks on things like Insta, she can kind of see people who were Slimming World that have now switched to other plans, and there can be fitness blogs that are criticizing Slimming World, saying, no, you should do this. Yeah. There's obviously so many different plans out there now that then people kind of almost feel a bit confused as to, well, am I doing this or should I be doing that? And then sometimes you can end up doing a little bit of everything.
Oh, and that's what's so dangerous. I think what you've got to remember is diets work. Anything that creates a deficit of calories is going to make you lose weight. The difference is with Slimming World, it goes far beyond that. This is about changing deep, deep ingrained emotional and psychological grooves that you've got around food. And that's why it's so different, because it's not only the food you get, but it's the psychological retraining, if you like, and it's the maintenance for the rest of your life. So I think the moment I took the pressure off of trying to find the thing that got me the quickest, the bestest weight loss, because you know what, you can lose weight, like I said, on anything. You could lose weight fasting, juicing, whatever, but is that healthy? Is that nutritionally sound, like food optimizing is? Is that going to be good psychologically? So I think I totally understand why you'd be overwhelmed, but I think you've got to pick the thing you're going to go for and stick to it. It's like, you know, when the sat nav comes up, my sat nav comes up with three different routes on my car, so it will give you the 1, 2, and 3, and sometimes I'm tempted to press like a different one to see. So I did it the other day. It took me 45 minutes longer, but I just wanted to almost rebel against what I had already originally picked to see if it was a bit better.
Yeah.
Because I think we always think, like, the grass is greener. Does that make sense?
You, a rebel, never.
Yeah. But I think it's just knowing, for me, and I'm obviously converted, like, I adore food optimizing for the reason that it's given me the freedom to live, mm-hmm. the freedom to enjoy my weight loss and not have to worry about it. I just, now, so long in, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
I just don't. Whereas if I was calorie counting, for example, I'd have to think about it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's about knowing it's the lifestyle, not the diet.
Yeah. But also, like, we've done the episode, haven't we, on maintaining, for instance, yeah. when you just need to take your foot off the gas a little bit. Mm. Right now, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, sometimes you're not in the zone.
I'm frustrated, actually, the last couple of weeks.
You work so hard.
I have worked really hard. Yeah. And I think we're kind of cracking what it might be with the tiredness and working a lot and night shifts. And
I think when you're so close, Claire, and you've lost so much weight, you have to get into the minutiae with it. Mm. And that's a soul-destroying thing. 6 stone ago, it would have been flying off doing the same thing. You have to be really... And that's what I've learned as a consultant, to deconstruct, to go into that minutiae that perhaps you wouldn't necessarily think about, because you think, well, I've always done it.
Yeah.
Different person, different body, different mind... Different triggers.
It's like the other night, though, I don't even know why I did it, right? It was on a night shift, and normally I'm quite controlled. Mm. I have take my food with me, I have my plan, and I don't know whether the tiredness just really got to me. But any kind of cake that came in, any kind of sweets, I just said yes to everything.
Yeah, totally get it.
And I kind of was walking home thinking, why did you do that? You haven't done that for
it's
months.
An emotional deficit.
But it was just like, it just kind of happened, like the old Claire just emerged.
Yeah.
And there was, and like, I couldn't even stop myself kind of doing
it's like
it. That self-sabotage that comes out of you. And then you get really, really frustrated at yourself. But also I was just thinking, I just needed a blowout, because when you kind of tighten the rein so much and you don't get the results, you do just want to go, oh, F it.
I think that's more exactly the pressure that you were under. And I think that's a really good spot, that maybe you were just trying to be too perfect and too brilliant.
Yeah.
Listen, do you know what I did to the porter in hospital when I was in the other day? Literally off my face on morphine going for this thing, and I just was, take me to WH Smith's. He's like, no, I need to take you to the theatres. I was like, get me chocolate for after this is done. This crazed lunatic, I was like shoveling chocolate in my nightgown. So I totally get where you're at, babe. But that was an emotional thing. I was really sad. I was really scared. I felt so poorly. I just wanted that sugar.
Yeah.
So forgive yourself that. But notice it's a thing of overwhelm.
Yeah.
That's a really important thing to acknowledge. And I think for anybody out there who's feeling the same, like, don't try and be perfect.
Yeah.
Try and food optimize in the most basic form. Is that an omelette for breakfast, a jacket potato and baked beans for tea, and I don't know, spag bol for dinner? Like, don't try and get 47 speed foods in and 12 different types of protein. It's not what this was about.
Yeah. But does you not find it annoying that I think there's a part of me that just wants to be fixed. I don't want to, I shocked myself.
Yeah.
That was still capable within me.
But I think you struggle with your mental health like I have. When I had my first nervous breakdown, I used to count the days that I had good days. Does that make sense? And at first it would only be a couple of good days. Then it'd be a couple of good weeks. Then it'd be a couple of good months. And then it got to years. Like, how long was the last time that Delilah reared her ugly head? It's been a while. It's okay. She's come up, she's gone down. Don't beat yourself up.
Oh, I normally do it by when was the last day I didn't cry?
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh god, don't I cry every day? It's when your 2-year-old is licking the tears off your cheeks. You're okay, mummy. You're okay, mummy.
Oh no.
Yeah. She says the your eyes are raining. Your eyes are raining.
Oh my god, that's cute.
It's very cute. It's when she's asked for an ambulance because she stubbed her toe. That's when you know I'm building a hypochondriac.
Oh no. Hey, I did think of you last night. I was doing my shopping in Tesco at like 11:30.
Oh, what happened?
And of course I went and got loads of broccoli.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought, right, how can I shovel in some more greens? I know what I need.
Broccoli.
And I was stood there for about 5 minutes, so tired, looking at all the different types of broccoli. No, I had that last week.
Oh, I love tenders.
But I went for two, what do you call them? Bunches? Two
heads?
Florets?
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 Oh, sugar. What do you call broccoli?
Broccoli heads.
No, they're not.
Broccoli florets, I think.
No, that's cauliflower.
You're meant to be the bloody broccoli expert.
But yeah, no, it's going to be a floret, isn't it? I don't know. Don't ever roast purple broccoli.
Why?
It's the most horrific thing.
What, you meant to have it raw?
I don't know whether you just meant to boil it, but when I roasted it with garlic, it smelled like farts. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Broccoli smells like farts.
No, this smelled like real bad farts.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, I feel less overwhelmed since chatting, do you?
I actually do feel a little bit better.
I do.
Maybe the thing is, like, when you kind of get out your own head in some of these things and you think, well, how can I help somebody else? And I think that's, for me, what I get out of going to the group, that it snaps me out of my own diet spiral, I think, when you're just kind of digging through your own numbers and then you hear what somebody sat next to you in group is going through and you think,
wow,
what are you worrying about, woman? Your life is so lucky and you are so fortunate
compared to the person sat
next. Like, it snaps you out your bubble and you think, if I can say something that might help them get a little bit further in their journey, then that it makes you feel good, right?
Yeah. Like, I posted on the Insta about 5 pounds of fat and 5 pounds of muscle.
Oh, yeah.
And the relief that some people got from that was like, it's okay, isn't it? Yeah, it's okay. You don't always see it on the scales. And I think it's that pressure. Because most of us, when we're overweight, are desperate, aren't we?
Yeah. It is looking for a fix.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely have been looking for a fix. And I think that's why I'm struggling at the moment as the weight loss slows down, because all my success has been defined lose weight. So when I get to target, it's like, okay, how do I define my success?
Exactly.
Chasing awards, chasing stickers.
Yeah, it's mad. Whereas what I had to switch was, the success is just being here and the fact that I'm not putting it back on.
Oh, you cheese ball.
Yeah, but then I looked at my arms today in a like bandeau outfit I had on. I was like, yeah, this needs to be sorted. So even when you're there, or you think you're there, you might want to lose more. But anyway, just don't be overwhelmed. Share the love. That's what I think.
Right, well, we sound a little bit happier.
And if you know what broccoli is called, please could you let us know?
We're just going to have to Google it in a minute. There's going to be people screaming at us.
I want people to tell us. Let's not Google it. Let's wait.
Oh, the other thing is, last week's episode when I made all my food, I actually did get a few people send messages of lentil recipes. Quite a few people. And I do have my lentils and my chickpeas. So thank you for the inspiration. There was particularly really good soup bulgur wheat? Is that what you're thinking?
I haven't listened to last week's episode because I've been so poorly and off my face.
Oh, but you did eat it, though.
Oh, my God. But I don't even remember doing group on Saturday. I don't think...
Wow.
And it wasn't until I saw a picture of your cheesecake I remembered. Yeah, it was a bit of a blur.
I don't think many people will have listened to that bit where you were on it. I think people will have listened to the music and then turned off. So if you last week didn't hear Anna on last week's episode, then you finished too soon because there was an extra...
I'll be slightly off my head, aren't I?
60 seconds.
Ah, bonus. And Ash got a mention and it will just make her buzz if she gets another mention.
There you go. Yeah. See, we're sharing the love today. Obviously, obviously keep making sure that you subscribe and send us those reviews, that share with other people what you're thinking. And we are looking at doing a listener's question episode in a couple of weeks. So the Gmail account is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, and the Instagram is at Slimming World Podcast.
That would be the one.
We can remember the name of our podcast at least.
Can we?
I don't know. Have a great week, whatever you're up to. I hope you stay dry and get some sunshine. Enjoy the start of the school holidays. Bye.
Bye.